Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Keith McPherson checking in. You got me from 6:30 to 9:30. A little different. The Yankees don't come on till 10:10. So I'm here taking you up until the postgame or pregame show. Usually I'm on after the postgame, but I get 3 hours to rock while there's still some people awake. Awesome. There's a ton to talk about, and I'd like to take some calls. I'd like to connect with the listeners, with the fans that call the fan, and hear from you after the weekend we just had. On one side, a glorious weekend. On the other side, a forgettable weekend. But we don't always have to be side versus side. We can talk about the sides independently. Mets, Yankees, and Shams dropped another bomb. I guess I got to talk about the Brooklyn Nets. Evan, I heard you. I heard you. I'm going to talk about KD. But first, I have to give it up to the New York Mets. The 70-39 New York Mets, same record as the New York Yankees. I just said we don't have to talk side to side, side by side all the time. They can be separate, but no, they can't. This is New York. This town ain't big enough for the both of us, but it has been for some time. And now is the time for Mets fans to realize they have the team. The team that I dubbed the Make It Happen Mets. I watched them make it happen this weekend. In a ridiculous way, taking 4 out of 5 from the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. I was so impressed watching them, but I wasn't surprised. Let me repeat that. I was so impressed, but I wasn't surprised. Why was I impressed? Because there was a lot of hype leading up to this series. They took 4 out of 5 from the defending world champs that even talked a little smack about coming to New York and thinking they were going to do something, and they had nothing for the Mets. The Mets could have probably swept them if Taijuan Walker didn't have a Gerrit Cole-like start. Because they fought back in that game. The Make It Happen Mets never say die. I watched them make it happen. And you got to start at the top with who made this all happen. Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen at the top is why the Mets look like this. They are different. These are not the Mets of old. And then you go to Billy Epler, who was on this station last week, who I heard a lot of people criticizing about what he did in his first trade deadline as Mets GM. Applaud that man. Okay? Maybe everything on your wish list didn't get crossed off, but this team is better after the deadline. The trade deadline acquisitions are making an impact. And that's all you can hope for. The Mets go into this series against the Braves, and I think there was that last small percentage of Mets fans that are doom and gloom, sky is falling, glass half empty. That last bit of Mets fans, let's say there's 20% of those fans left. That last bit of hopeless Mets fans watched these games and they said, wait, hold on, this is different. Wait, they actually are really good. Can't leave out Buck Showalter when you talk about what makes his team go. how they make it happen. When you give Buck Showalter all of these pieces, all of these talented players, what do you expect him to do? He's going to go out there and win. And I just was impressed. From the first game, I think I was on after that first game. The first game was Thursday. They win 6-4. And taking that first game like that was important in this series. It was a tone setter. And then Edwin Diaz, you can't say enough about. They're calling this guy the best closer in baseball. They're talking about him in the MVP conversation. Everyone is talking about the trumpets, Narco, bam, 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 bam. It's awesome. The videos, the viral video of him coming out of the bullpen into Citi Field, it's a movie. Mets fans, you have to be excited about this. I've never seen a guy go from most hated to most celebrated like this. The Mets have the DNA of a champion. They have what it takes to get to the World Series. This is the formula. You have a bunch of hitters. Now more hitters than you can actually fit in the lineup. I mentioned trade acquisitions coming through in that first game. Tyler Naquin, 2 home runs in his Citi Field debut. Daniel Vogelbach is becoming a cult favorite just by the way that this guy runs the bases. He can move. He can scoot a little bit. And if you never saw him before, what do they call him, the Rolling Rhino? This guy is already loved by Mets fans. He can do no wrong. He's going to hit too. And when I talk about this lineup, right, Darren Ruff got in there. But depending on how Buck wants to attack the pitchers, there's so many guys in this lineup that get it done. These new Mets have Starling Marte this year, a guy that was up for grabs. Anyone in Major League Baseball could have went and got him. The Mets knew they needed him. He's been great. Francisco Lindor, I don't think there's anyone disrespecting Lindor anymore. I think they understand that he's playing his position, playing his part, and doing better than some people even realize. And then the face of the franchise to me is the polar bear, Pete Alonso. He's been Mr. Met for the last few years. He's always reliable. You can always count on him. Jeff McNeil is another one, an all-star that you can count on. He slumped for a little bit, but he's there when you need him. They have so many guys. Guillerme, maybe not the best guy at the plate, maybe not exactly who you want to be hitting in a big spot, but he's solid in the field. Like, the Mets have so much talent. In my opinion, they have the formula for what it takes to get there. I know the questions are around the bullpen, right? And that was the concern at the deadline. But now people are praising Joely Rodriguez. And looking at this 5 games in 4 days, they got it done. Whether it's Edwin Diaz coming in and pitching 2 innings in that first game, and then he was available later, doesn't matter. They have the components of the team to win this year. And I want to say this before we move on. I was watching DeGrom pitch a perfect game, and I switched the Yankee game and put the Mets game on the big TV, and my wife said, why aren't we watching the Yankees game? In my house, it's a Yankee household. My wife's a Yankees fan. I said, watch. Like, pay attention. This guy is ridiculous. And as she's watching DeGrom, she says, wow, I feel like he pitches exactly how a pitcher is supposed to pitch. Like, he's throwing strikes. He's throwing hard. He's like a machine. I'm like, yeah, yeah. If this guy stays healthy with Max Scherzer and even Chris Bassett and Taijuan Walker had an off night, but whatever, he's still been solid. They have the pitching. The bullpen can't be so much of a worry when you have starters that can be perfect. Starters that can dominate for 5-6 innings. Then you'll figure the rest out. Edwin Diaz can give you 6 outs. And they'll make some moves with Tyler McGill or whoever it is to figure out the bullpen. When you have starters like DeGrom and Scherzer, the best 1-2 punch in Major League Baseball, and then you can hand the ball to the best closer in the league, and you have a lineup with hitters from top to bottom, so many hitters you don't know who to put in every day, but that's good when you need a pinch hit. That's the formula for success. They just have to stay healthy. If I'm a Mets fan, I'm praying for health. I'm praying that this team stays healthy. I'm praying that these guys stay on the field. There's 2 months. It's not a long time. There's 2 months to stay healthy and keep winning and handling business. They just handled the Braves. They'll play them again. The Phillies are coming up as well, but they sent a message to the entire league. The Make It Happen Mets are for real. These Mets are different. And the biggest thing for me watching the Mets this weekend, these kids that call WFAN, these kids that are Mets fans, these kids that were birthed into Mets fandom, they didn't even have a choice. What goes around comes around. Stay down till you come up. These young Mets fans are getting to see this team play ridiculous baseball every week, win games, dominate, never be out of a game. And I'm happy for the young people that root for the Mets that get to see their team compete with any team in baseball, the best teams in baseball. Pray for health. You've got 2 months, and you can't have a letdown tonight. I don't expect them to have a letdown tonight. Chris Bassitt on the mound. Justin Dunn makes his Reds debut tonight at Citi Field, and he came to Cincinnati from the trade that sent Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez to the Mariners, who the Yankees will face tonight. Now let's talk about the New York Yanks. Whew! What a rough weekend. The same way I said the Mets could have probably swept the Braves and taken all five games. In my humble opinion, the Yankees were in all three games, could have won all three games, but they didn't. They are lacking that TWTW, the will to win, that they had in the beginning of the year. They are not able to pull it together right now with this new team after the deadline and steal these games. The Yankees have had 32 of their 37 losses decided by 3 runs or fewer. 25 of their 37 losses have been 2 runs or fewer. 14 have been decided by 1 run. So these close games that turn to losses come down to the will to win. Being smart, making smart managing decisions, making the plays that you need to make when you need to make them, having good at-bats, passing the baton, not trying to do too much, having the right lineup together, knowing when to let a guy keep pitching or when to take a guy out. See, this is a rough stretch for the Yankees, but I knew that they couldn't keep winning at the pace that they started. If you watch baseball long enough, you know baseball has a way of evening itself out. They were bound to hit some adversity. They were bound to hit a rough stretch. And it isn't just the dog days this first week of August. The Yankees haven't been playing well for a month. I was on this station saying they're limping into the All-Star break. They limped out of the All-Star break. Then I said they're limping towards the trade deadline. Get me to the trade deadline. They're limping out of the trade deadline as well. A trade of Jordan Montgomery, I feel like that hurt the team. We saw this weekend Jordan Montgomery pitched well against the Yankees. Of course he did. That was awkward. Little revenge game for Monty. He knows how to pitch at this lineup. He knows how to attack these hitters. And I don't know if these guys necessarily went there with the mentality of attacking him. Man, that first game, the Yankees were up. That first game should have ended 3-2. Big questions around Clay Holmes. They called him Sure Lock Holmes. We're not so sure he's a lock anymore. What, are you going to go back to Aroldis Chapman? You don't have Mike King. Now, all of a sudden, the Yankees have a ton of questions around their bullpen, and they're relying on Albert Abreu, who the Yankees themselves didn't want, the Rangers didn't want, the Royals didn't want this season. And now the Yankees are relying on him to get outs. It's a rut. It's a tough stretch. But it's not forever. My concern level is high, but my panic level is not that high. Because the Yankees, at 70-39 and in first place, can turn it around, can get back going. And I'd rather them go through this now with this new team than go through this in late September or October. It was tough to watch this weekend, but I have to say this. The St. Louis Cardinals are a good team. They're a first-place team. They're a team with a lot of tradition, 11 World Series, a great fan base. The Yankees helped them sell out the place over 46, 47, 48,000 all weekend to see the New York Yankees get swept by the Cardinals, the first time that's ever happened. A 3-2 game. The Yankees should have won the game 3-2. They end up losing 4-3. A 1-0 game that they could have won at any time if the bats got going. It's like the bats and the pitching can't align. They can't both be on together. And then when you do get some runs like they got yesterday, they give it all up. They say three-run bombs, three-run homers win ball games. Well, they had two yesterday. And, man, I know that I've said this on here, and I'm not making an excuse because other people said it as well. Sunday's game was the worst umpired game of the season. And it's been getting that way all year. I've said we needed robo-umps on my show Off Base on MLB Network. I had a take in the beginning of the season where I said, we will regret not having robo-umps or help for these umps behind the plate. And what you saw in that game with these outside strike calls, ringing guys up like Marwin Gonzalez, Matt Carpenter, Boone gets ejected. If you have that go on in October in the postseason, it won't just be something they can gloss over like this. The scorecard came out for this ump, and they said Ed Hickox, that's his name, Ed Hickox, was responsible for plus 3.0 runs for St. Louis. St. Louis won the game 12-9. Yeah, three-run bombs certainly helped, but there were so many missed calls. Guy was terrible. And the Yankees could not overcome it. They didn't have the will to win. They are on a five-game losing streak, looking to get back in the win column tonight with Jameson Taillon on the mound. If I'm betting on the Yankees, I don't know if I put a bet on tonight. I stopped betting on the Yankees last time they played in Fenway, and now they're going back to Fenway this weekend. I haven't placed a bet on the Yankees since then because that's when I noticed it was unraveling. That's when I noticed it was going south. No, they don't have Giancarlo Stanton. No, they don't have Anthony Rizzo. That's part of the adversity. That's part of the dog days. That's part of the stretch run where you got to figure it out. And as hot as Aaron Judge was, he can't carry the team at all times. As hot as DJ LeMahieu has been, he can't carry the team either. The Yankees got to figure it out. Seven wins in a row by the Cardinals, and they meet five losses in a row by the Yankees. It was just a tough, hot one in Missouri this past weekend. But Yankees fans, don't panic. Don't panic. You should be concerned, but don't panic. There's still 2 months of the season to go. Nets fans, it's time to panic a little bit because this Kevin Durant situation was never supposed to get here. A year ago, when Kevin Durant signed his extension going into the season, coming out of the Tokyo Olympics, winning gold, Nets fans celebrated that. They said, at least we've got KD for four more years. All is well in the Nets world because KD is going to be here. Even if James Harden hasn't signed, even if Kyrie hasn't signed, we know we've got KD and he wants to be here. Well, when I saw the news hit today, I just shook my head because we heard about the trade request over a month ago. And then every week we saw there was no team that actually could trade for Kevin Durant. There was no trade package out there that the Nets would accept. And then Shams drops a bomb on the NBA world again today. Kevin Durant informed Josai that he does not have faith in the Nets' direction after they had a meeting, which was anticipated for a week. And it's come down to Kevin Durant or the GM Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash. And before we go to break, I'll say this. Kenny Atkinson was the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. I like Kenny as a Nets fan. The Nets upgraded from a Honda to a Ferrari, and they kicked Kenny to the side. They said, thanks for driving us around in the Honda, but you don't get to drive the Ferrari. We need a splashier name. We've got superstars now. We need a superstar name. And they went and hired a coach with no head coaching experience, which we celebrated because we thought, okay, it's a former MVP and Steve Nash, a guy that has worked with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Maybe he has their respect. But after watching him coach for 2 years, all Nets fans can agree he was not the right decision. He was not the right coach to lead this group of guys. And now you have your superstar, the best player on your team, the best player arguably in the world, doesn't like the direction of the team, doesn't like the general manager, doesn't like the head coach. I think you can get rid of Steve. I don't think you can get rid of Sean Marks. Sean Marks helped bring the Nets out of that stupid trade in 2013 when they had no picks and no hope, and people said the Nets would be buried for a decade plus. Sean Marks got the team out of that. And Marks we trust, Nets fans said. And he also helped bring Kevin Durant and Kyrie here. So they're at a crossroads. The first thing I said about this months ago was these guys need to get in a room and meet like men and figure it out. Well, the first meeting has gone down. I think there'll be more meetings to come. I expect them to run it back, but something's got to give, and I don't really know at this point in time what's going to give.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.